You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast. Good morning. You're listening to Mint Business News with me, Gopika Gopakumar. Here are the main headlines this morning.
The central government is planning to sell up to a 3% stake in Coal India through an offer for sale. The Union Ministry of Coal informed the exchanges that the floor price for the OFS would be 225 rupees per share. At that floor price, the overall offer size adds up to over 4,100 crore rupees. The exchange filing showed that the offer consists of up to 92 crore equity shares or 1.5% shares, and in case of oversubscription, another 1.5% stake would be put on the block. Adani Group is set to raise $3.5 billion through an equity share sale to institutional investors in the comeback strategy. While boards of Adani Enterprises and electricity transmission company Adani Transmission have already approved raising up to 21,000 crore rupees through share sales to qualified institutional investors, the board of Adani Green Energy is likely to do so for raising up to $1 billion in the next couple of weeks. K. Krithivasan, who was unveiled as the Chief Executive Officer Designate for Tata Consultancy Services on 16th of March, will assume full-time charge of India's largest information technology services firm by market cap. Industry experts and observers said that stepping down of erstwhile Chief Rajesh Gopinathan isn't expected to pose any uncertainty for the company, for which Krithivasan is the fifth CEO in his 55-year history. Krithivasan, who has been at TCS for over 34 years now, will be the oldest CEO appointed so far. MOIL, the Mini Ratna state-owned manganese ore mining company, has increased prices for some of manganese ore grades by 10% with effect from June 1st. The company has maintained the price of ferrograde, SMGR, fines and chemical grades, and also electrolytic magnetic dioxide price for June. Over 6.5 lakh eligible participating policyholders would get a bonus of 840 crore rupees from Kotak Mahindra Life Insurance Company for the fiscal year 2023. This is a 24% increase above the bonus announced for FY22. This year is the 22nd year in a row that policyholders have received bonuses under a practice that began in 2002. Kotak Mahindra Bank wholly owns Kotak Mahindra Life Insurance Company. Patanjali Foods, formerly known as Ruchi Soya Industries, said its promoters plan to sell shares to institutional investors in June through qualified institutional placement and offer for sale for dilution of a 6% stake to meet minimum public shareholding norms of 25%. At present, the public shareholding in Patanjali Foods stands at 19.18%, which needs to be increased to a minimum of 25% to meet the minimum public shareholding norms. South Indian Bank said its board of directors approved the panel of candidates for the position of managing director and CEO. The bank will be submitting its application to Reserve Bank of India with the names of the candidates seeking approval for the appointment of the new MD and CEO. The National Financial Reporting Authority, or NFRA, has imposed a ban and penalties totaling 1 crore rupees on three entities, including two auditors, for alleged professional lapses in the auditing of Giri Vidyut, a subsidiary of Coffee Day Enterprises, for 2019-2020. The case pertains to a diversion of funds worth 3,500 crore rupees from seven subsidiary companies of Coffee Day Enterprises to Mysore Amalgamated Coffee Estate. Moving on to markets, equity benchmark indices were largely flat with fractional gains after the vote to raise the debt ceiling was passed in the US House of Representatives. BSE Sensex gained 50 points to 62,678 and NSE Nifty 50 edged 23 points to 18,558. In business term of the day, we look at covenant. In its broadest sense, a covenant is a promise, agreement or contract between two parties. As part of the covenant, the two parties agree that certain activities will or will not be carried out. Debt covenants are most common as they place financial covenants on the borrower and lender as part of the loan agreement. Covenants are legally binding clauses and if breached will trigger compensatory or other legal action. With that, it's a wrap on today's edition. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms.
To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.